Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Alessia Rosati from the 74th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are in our studio with
Jesus Silva,
who is
the Spanish representative for the 2018 cinema.
Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I would like to remind our listeners that this project is founded by the European Parliament with the aim of promoting European shared values and cultural diversity through cinema. So my first question is, how did you find out about this European project?
So a couple of years ago, I was doing my internship in Cine Europa, which is actually the media partner of this whole project. So I was lucky enough to go to Strasbourg to cover the Lux Prize for that year. And it was there where I met the 28 times representatives for that year. And I knew about the project. I like fell in love with it. So when I came back home, I was just like asking, you know, Europa Cinemas and like different theaters in Spain whether I could apply for it. And eventually this year, it was my the cinema from my hometown, Numax, in Santiago de Compostela, the one selected to send like the finalist. So I just applied for it and I was lucky enough to get it. So that's why I'm here.
Congratulations for being here.
Thank you very much.
So I understand that you're not just a cinema lover. Did you study cinema-related subjects?
So I have a bachelor in journalism, but then also during throughout my degree, my studies, I really like got specialized in film studies. When I went like abroad, I studied mainly film studies, and also I had some internships in both Cine Europa, which is a specialized media, and also in some regional TV stations. And then apart from that, I've been like for the past year, I've been working mainly in film production. So that's how I'm connected with the film industry.
I'm impressed. Would you be interested in maybe cooperating with something like Fred as a reporter?
Definitely, that'd be really interesting. Like, as long as it is, you know, regarding topics that I'm interested in, and I think I can, you know, share also like my opinion. I'd love to. Yeah.
Okay. How's been your experience here so far?
It's been amazing. It's such a I'm so grateful, like, for the whole experience. Mainly because, you know, all the fantastic people I met that you've been meeting through during these days. So 27 cinema lovers from every European country, which is just an amazing source of just, you know, knowledge and passion for cinema. And then, yeah, I mean, we're having a great time here. The festival is amazing. Selection this year is really interesting. So we can't complain. It's been an amazing ride.
And how about the films? Is there something that you would suggest?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, it's like Venice is always famous for having really like interesting and you can find, like, from, you know, the most, like, independent European international cinema to the main, like, American or maybe most more mainstream, let's say, films that will definitely be, like, the Oscars and the awards that are coming next year. So I think it's really interesting to have, you know, those both sides. There's always something for everybody.
I would like to know something about a typical day here in Venice. What do you do?
A typical day here in Venice. Okay, that's easy. So we wake up early in the morning. That's always the case. Sometimes we try to catch up to some like early screening, like the press screenings at 8:30 in the morning. Then we usually have one or two of our official screenings. I mean, meaning the movies from the Venice days, which we're jury. And after that, sometimes we might have some workshops, some panels, and if not, we just use that free time to keep on watching films from different other different sections. Yeah, the day usually ends late in the evening, so we're not getting much sleep, but that's okay. I think we're all loving it. So.
And this is Alessia for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.